Now, a report released yesterday from Gizmodo alleged that curators for Facebook's trending section regularly filter out conservative news. The social media site responded by saying it's taking these allegations very seriously and affirmed its role as a platform for people and perspectives from across the political spectrum.
Benjamin Mullen joins us now to talk about the news and the role Facebook plays in how people consume their news. He's a managing editor at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Ben, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Well, what do you think of this report from Gizmodo?
I don't know. I think it's super interesting because it sort of pulled the curtain back from this imperious institution that sort of determines how we get our news every day. And, you know, Facebook has been very circumspect in the past about which stories we see on our news feed and how, you know, what the algorithm is that determines how we see them. So I think it's a really interesting step back and an examination of, you know, how the sausage is made every day.
We'll dig into Facebook's role in providing news a little more in a bit. But if this report is correct, that Facebook is filtering out conservative news, or at least specific people at Facebook were doing this, and of course Facebook has denied this, how big a deal is that?
I think that, I mean, Facebook's trending section is largely, I don't think it sets the news agenda every day. You know, I think people still turn to, you know, public radio, the New York Times, CNN. I don't think Facebook's trending stories are the tastemakers for what we talk about every day. At the same time, I do think it's an indicator that Facebook, you know, I think it's an indicator that Facebook is an institution that has human biases, and because it's such a enormous driver of traffic to news websites, you know, because so many news organizations depend on Facebook to basically be financially sustainable. I think it is an interesting indicator that, you know, this institution that's really important to the sustainability of newsrooms does have human biases. So to that extent, I think it is important, but I don't think it's going to, be an ultimate tastemaker for, you know, the news writ large.
A lot of people find this story surprising because the idea was that this trending news section was algorithm-based and it was user-generated. It searched what people were posting, determined what people were most interested in, and shared it there as a trending thing. The idea here appears to be that there's a human hand on the tiller, and not just necessarily weeding out particular political biases, but another allegation was that they were injecting stories into the trending, say, oh, there was a major terrorist attack, it's not showing up on trending, we're going to put that in there. So what do you think of this idea of algorithm-based trending news versus having a human input there?
You know, I think it's interesting. My preference would be whether your news is going to be determined by an algorithm or a person, that whatever it is, you make it clear to the person, to the audience, what's actually going on. And I think part of the reason why you saw such a huge outcry here was because this was, on Facebook's part, such an opaque method for determining who saw what. I think if folks had known all along that these were people, you know, in New York or in Silicon Valley determining what we saw, I don't think you'd see this much of an outcry. But I think the fact that either we all assumed it was algorithmically driven or, I think the fact that we didn't know how it was being determined, I think that's why you're seeing such an outcry. I think people are now reacting to having the wool pulled over their eyes. And I think that's part of why you're seeing such a strained reaction.
Once upon a time, Facebook was a social media platform. We shared our kid pictures and cat pictures and what we ate for a meal. Now it's blurred slowly and maybe intentionally into a media enterprise. But has it taken journalistic enterprise to make sure that it's doing it right?
I don't think that it has. I mean, I think Facebook considers itself, and rightly so, a distributor of the news and not, you know, a producer of the news. But Facebook has a huge, huge responsibility as the primary mediator of the news that we see and the information that we consume in my opinion, to adopt some of the standards and practices that you see from news organizations. So, for example, does Facebook need a reader representative to sort of make clear how we're seeing what we're seeing? Does it need to be more clear about what factors determine what we see in its newsfeed algorithm? I think as Facebook has evolved as a mediator for the news that we consume, I don't think it's lived up to its responsibility to, you know, be a transparent organization that helps us either, you know, curtail our news diet or tailor it or give us the tools that we need to empower ourselves to be more savvy consumers of media.
We're talking to Benjamin Mullen from the Poynter Institute now about a new report alleging that Facebook filters out conservative news from its trending news section.
And we're taking your calls right now at 800-642-1234. Do you consider Facebook to be a legitimate news source? Where do you get your news? And what do you think of the idea about Facebook as becoming a major news source? Call in now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're picking up our discussion now with Benjamin Mullen from the Poynter Institute about a new report alleging that Facebook filters out conservative news from its trending newsfeed.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your take on this new report about Facebook maybe filtering out conservative news? Facebook does deny that they do this. Where do you get your news? Do you get a lot of it from social media, from your friends, from that newsfeed? Call 800-642-1234. Or post, yes, on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers now. We've got Bill on the line in Mauston. Bill, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you think, Bill?
When I am scrolling through my news feed, the news that I see is all posted by people that are my friends on Facebook. I've never seen anything from Facebook itself. So are they filtering out the posts that people put up? Is that what they're saying?
Bill, thanks a lot for that call and that question. And I had to go back and look at my own Facebook page, Benjamin, because I'm not somebody who looks at that news feed. I think all of us have, if we have Facebook, off to the upper right, there's a news feed. There are trending news stories under the word trending. I got to say, Ben, this was not on my radar. Clearly wasn't on Bill's either.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how consequential this really is. I don't know how much referral traffic this trending, this trending box actually drives to people. I think by and large, most of the stuff people see is recommended by their friends through that Facebook news feed. But again, I think Facebook's news feed is also, to a degree, just as opaque in terms of how it's determined as that trending news box is. So I think his point's very well taken, but at the same time, you have to wonder, you know, is it time for Facebook to be a little bit more transparent for both of those things?
And that's a point you seem to come back to, Ben, the idea of transparency. It's a value for a lot of news organizations. You think it's time for social media sites, especially Facebook, to try to be more transparent in their news sharing?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely do think so. I mean, you know, you see things like Twitter, which is something that's determined algorithmically also. You see Facebook, which is something that's determined algorithmically. I think something like Apple News, which everybody, you know, millions of people have it on their cell phone, that's something that I don't think it's determined by an algorithm, a computer formula, but you know, Google News, which is one of the primary drivers of traffic to news organizations and one of the primary ways that we determine how we see what we see. That's another thing that's mediated by sort of a mysterious algorithm that we don't have the secret sauce on. Algorithms do need a certain amount of opacity in order to make it sure that you can't game them, right? So we don't want somebody figuring out exactly how Facebook determines how we see what we see, or else they could, you know, tweak things to make sure that, you know, you could fool the algorithm to make sure that, you know, we only saw the news stories that you wanted to see. So it's a balance. You have to have enough opacity so that people can't game the system, but you also want it to be transparent enough so that people understand why they're seeing what they're seeing. But I do think these various organizations, Google, Facebook, Twitter, could be more transparent about, you know, why we're looking at the stories that we are.
Bring on another caller now. David is on the line in Alaska. David, hi.
Hi there. Just wondering, why does Facebook need to be transparent about this? I mean, I understand that it's an open site, but if you go to Fox News or you go to CNN, you know the news that you're getting. I mean, is that because Facebook has a news feed that you have to expect that it's unbiased and you're not going to get a slant to the left or the right, but they need to, you know, come out and disclose this?
David, thanks. We also heard from Pradeep in Milwaukee, who said, doesn't a private organization like Facebook have the right to filter the news on their site? So it's their website, they get to do what they want, Ben.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I think the difference between Facebook and, say, you know, Fox News or CNN is that people implicitly, when they tune into CNN, they understand how the sausage gets made, right? I think CNN, for example, it, you know, like we all saw Mary Tyler Moore. We all saw, you know, pick, you know, the pop culture show that involves a intrepid reporter trying to break the news. Like, we all get how that process works. And I think when we come to those news organizations, when we read a newspaper, when we watch CNN, we come to that experience with a certain understanding of how we got where we got. But I think you don't have that same expectation when it comes to Facebook. Are they within their rights as a company legally, you know, to make the decisions that they want to? Yes, although today somebody from either the Congress, the House of Representatives, or the Senate sent a letter to Facebook saying, I'm concerned that you're doing this. So it's possible that this kind of thing could wind up in court. But I think beyond the legal concerns, if you were asking me, I would say that there are ethical concerns because, you know, people don't have the same expectation and understanding of how the sausage gets made when they come to Facebook and Twitter and Google as they do when they come to CNN. We understand that there are people making those decisions and they're in front of the camera. In this case, I don't think it's as clear.
David, thanks for that call. Yeah, we had just heard about that Senate letter before we came on the show. I imagine we're going to be talking about Facebook's impact on the media for a long time. Benjamin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
We've been talking to Benjamin Mullen. He's with the Poynter Institute about a new report alleging Facebook filters out conservative news from its trending section. We'll be watching that news and talking more about Facebook and the media in the future.
Coming up after the news, it appears that Prince died without a will, which may have big consequences for his musical legacy. We find out why our guest says it's important to have a will, even if you're not a rock star.
And remember, you can support conversations like these with your pledge to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time.